CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 18th of August, 2024, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. Plans for the RSGB 2024 convention continue to take shape. New amateur radio exam reference documents have been released. Ofcom has released a new video on amateur radio license revalidation. The RSGB convention is just 8 weeks away, and the program is shaping up to be a fantastic mix of interesting presentations for every radio amateur, regardless of experience. There will also be practical sessions and time to chat to representatives from RSGB committees and groups. For a reminder of the wide range of RSGB representatives who were there last year and the great work that they all do for the Society, its members and the wider amateur radio community, watch the convention chat video that has just been released. Head over to the RSGB YouTube channel at youtube.com/the RSGB, and then don't forget to book your ticket for this year's event at rsgb.org/convention. The RSGB exams teams are pleased to release the exam reference documents for syllabus 1.6 at foundation, intermediate and full levels. You can find them on the RSGB website by searching for exam forms. If you are taking an exam before the 1st of September, please make sure you use the previous versions, which will remain on the website until that date. They've also released the updated mock exams for all levels, including new questions from the question bank relating to licensing and operating. These are on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/mock-exams. Ofcom has released a new step-by-step video on its YouTube channel to assist radio amateurs in the process of revalidating a UK amateur radio licence using the online licensing portal. Ofcom does note that whilst it is a requirement to revalidate your licence every 5 years, it is recommended to do it annually. Make sure you keep your details up to date and make a diary reminder to renew each year. You can find the video by going to the RSGB website at rsgb.org and searching for license revalidation. On that page you will also find a helpful FAQ section prepared by the Society on the topic. Do you belong to your local U3A group? Are you keen to share your passenger amateur radio with others? As part of the RSGB's commitment to grow the hobby, the Society would love to hear from RSGB members who would like to spread the word to local U3A groups. As we all know, getting involved in amateur radio provides the opportunity to gain a new interest, learn different skills, and form social connections, which fits well with the U3A's ethos. Register your interest to join an RSGB Teams meeting sometime in September to suggest ideas for engaging U3A groups. Please email strategy@rsgb.org.uk if you'd like to be involved. The RSGB Youngsters on the Air representative, Rhys Williams and 0WGY, arrived in Prague, Czechia, on Friday the 16th of August for this year's YOTA Summer Camp. The camp is organised by the IARU Region 1 Youth Working Group together with the Czech Radio Club and finishes on Friday the 23rd of August. These camps offer participants an unforgettable experience and are a fantastic opportunity for young people to learn more about amateur radio, take part in construction activities, and make international friendships. To keep up to date with how Rhys is getting on, you can go to rsgb.org/yota-camp and read his daily blog. You can also follow his journey by visiting the RSGB on its Facebook and X pages. Simply search for @the RSGB to find the Society's profile image. Don't forget that International Lighthouse and Lightships Weekend is taking place at the moment. There are lots of operators on the air, so why not give them a call? To see a list of registered stations, visit indialimalimawhiskey.net. And now for details of rallies and events. Rugby Amateur Transmitting Society's annual radio rally is taking place today. And West Manchester Radio Club's Red Rose Summer Rally is also taking place today. Milton Keynes Amateur Radio Society Rally will take place on Sunday the 25th of August. The venue will be Herons Lodge Guide Activity Centre, Bradwell Road, Loughton Lodge, Milton Keynes, postcode Mike Kilo 8 9 Alpha Alpha. The doors open to the public from 9 a.m. The entrance fee will be £3 and free parking will be available. For trader and exhibitor inquiries, please email rally@mikekilo.org.uk. Outdoor pitches and indoor tables are available. For more information, visit mikekilo.org.uk. Torbay Annual Communications Fair is set to take place on Sunday the 25th of August at Newton Abbott Racecourse, postcode Tango Quebec 123 Alpha Foxtrot, from 10 a.m. This will be an indoor event with free parking, a bring and buy area, RSGB bookstall and on-site catering. For more information, email rally@tangoalfaromeosierra.org.uk. Now the special event news. Bush Valley Amateur Radio Club is active from all three lighthouses on Rathlin Island today. Operators are working on the 80 to 10 metre bands using SSB, CW and FD8. Listen out for special event call signs GB1RP, GB2EL and GB2WL, which will all be in use. For more information, visit the QRZ.com page for each of the call signs. Special call sign Sierra Kilo 100 Foxtrot Romeo Kilo is active until the end of the year to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Fallow Radio Club, SK4AO. All amateur bands are in use and operators are working with SSB, CW and FM. For details of a diploma that is available, visit qrz.com. And now the DX news. France DJ0TP is active as Tango Kilo / Delta Juliet Zero Tango Papa from Corsica, EU014, until the 4th of September. The station was spotted recently on the 20-meter band using FD8, QSL via France's home call and logbook of the world. Jean-Louis F6ITS left France in August 2023 for a round-the-world voyage. He recently obtained a Gambian license and will be active as Charlie 5 Golf Mike until the end of the year. For the time being, he's operating using SSB and CW, QSL via EA7FTR. Now the contest news. On Tuesday the 20th, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs at 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 23 SEMS band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The worldwide Digi DX contest starts at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 24th of August and runs until 1200 UTC on Sunday the 25th of August. Using FD4 and FD8 on the 160 to 10 meters bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is your four character locator. On Sunday the 25th, the UK Microwave Group 5.7 and 10 gigs contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC using all modes on the 5.7 and 10 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, GZYLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 15th of August, 2024. Last week was not notable for its auroral activity, higher solar flux index and variable HF conditions. Monday, the 12th, saw the KP index rise to 7 as coronal mass ejection material struck the Earth, sparking visible aurora as far south as Cornwall. But by lunchtime on Tuesday, things were back to normal with the KP index below 2. The rest of the week remained fairly settled, with the occasional blip up to a KP index of 4. Meanwhile, HF conditions have been variable, with N5J on Jarvis Island in the Pacific being the main DX being chased. This has turned out to be a difficult catch for all but the better equipped stations in the UK. The operators are active on SSB, CW and FT8 using the Super Fox and Fox and Hound modes and are working until the 20th of August, so have a listen, give them a call. The peak times are around 0500 to 1200 UTC for a short path contact and around 1800 UTC for a long path contact. See jarvisisland2024.com for frequency details and the latest news. Otherwise, the maximum usable frequency, MUF, for over 3,000 km path has been more than 18 megs and often 21 megs during daylight. Nighttime MUFs have been more than 14 megs when there have been no geomagnetic disturbances. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will start at around 260, but decline perhaps to 210 as the week progresses. There's still enough for some good HF propagation. Predictions are less certain about geomagnetic disturbances other than a rise on the 22nd of August. SolarHam.com predicts that a coronal mass ejection associated with the next 1.1 solar flare last Wednesday will pass Earth by on the 18th of August, so we may expect the KP index to rise today. Another VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The period of alternating hot summer days and unsettled spells with rain or heavy showers looks like the recipe for the coming week. The weak ridges of high pressure could prove useful for some tropo on occasions. In summer months, tropo is often more pronounced over nearby waters such as the North Sea and south across Biscay or the English Channel. But it can also feature overnight, and if we are lucky, it may help with the 23 Sems UK activity contest on Tuesday the 20th. These high summer active fronts or heavy showers can be very good for rain scatter. Since temperature plays an important part in the intensity of summer thunderstorms, the resulting rain scatter is often best in the afternoon and early evening. On rare occasions, daytime storms can drift north from France to be over the UK during the night. The Perseus meteor shower peak has passed now, with some good QSOs reported. It's a broad shower, and there should still be some worthwhile meteor input to play Meteor Scouter next week. The recent solar conditions have produced a disturbed KP index, and there are some impressive visible and radio auroras from 10 metres up to 6 metres last week. It's worth watching out for a high KP index above, say, 6, and be ready to listen for radio aurora in the afternoon. Lastly, the sporadic E-season struggles on with varying degrees of success, but it's still very much a player for another 2 or 3 weeks. The upper air charts show that there should be some strong jet streams and thus potentially good sources of turbulence required for sporadic E. Use the propquest.co.uk NVIS graphs to see if Dourbes in Belgium is showing any spikes. Moon declination is negative, but rising though, it won't go positive until Wednesday, so short moon visibility windows and peak elevation continue to increase. Wednesday is also perigee, the moon's closest point to Earth, and when path losses are at the lowest. 144 megs sky noise is moderate to low over the coming week, and that's all from the propagation team this week. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Next to local news, please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. No nets or contact details this week. For the Southwest, Bath and District Amateur Radio Club members are meeting on Thursday. On Tuesday, Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 7:30 p.m. at the New Remembrance Hall, Charlton, Shaftesbury. On Sundays and Wednesdays, Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society has club nights from 7 p.m. The Society holds the Morse Academy every Thursday night from 7 p.m. I Love Avalon Amateur Radio Club meets on Fridays at Ivor's Paddock from 6 p.m. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, postcode Bravo Sierra 164 November Echo. Meetings start at 7 p.m. and talks start at 8 p.m. Today, South Bristol Amateur Radio Club is active for International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend. Thornbury in South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. This Wednesday, 21st, the club will be finalising arrangements for its annual Field Weekend on Saturday the 24th and Sunday the 25th at Barclay, South Gloucestershire. On Monday, Western Supermare Radio Society is meeting at Western Supermare Social Club from 7:30 p.m. On Thursday, Yeovil Amateur Radio Club is holding a construction contest. Now for Wales. The next meeting of Aberdaren District Amateur Radio Society will be held on Friday the 30th of August at Herwine YMC Hall, postcode CharlieFox.44, 9 Romeo Bravo, from 6 p.m. Aberkenfigan District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7 p.m. at Tondi Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 7:30 p.m. Carmarthen Amateur Radio Society is holding its annual Members and Partners Only Outdoor Barbecue this coming Tuesday, 20th of August, starting at 7 p.m, weather permitting. Members are invited to bring along whatever food they would like the barbecue chef to cook for them. Attendees are asked to bring their own drinks, something to drink out of, and something to sit on. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesdays of the month in the upstairs room at Chepstow Athletic Club, postcode November Papa 16, Violet Julia Tango, from 7:30 p.m. Cumbrannan District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Hentlis Village Hall, postcode November Papa 44, 6 Juliet Zulu. The Society will be active with the call sign Golf Bravo Zero Foxtrot Lima between the 24th and 26th of August at the 14 Locks Canal Centre, join British Inland Waterways on the air event. Dragon Amateur Radio Club members are active from Penmon for International Lightship and Lighthouse Weekend. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Clonidale, Cardiff, postcode CharlieFox.146 Echo Alpha, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. Holy Island Amateur Radio Club is active today. Join the International Lightship and Lighthouse Weekend. Newport Amateur Radio Society members are having a clubhouse evening from 7 p.m. on Thursday. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ustrad Rhondda Sports Centre, postcode CharlieFox.41 7 Sierra Yankee, on Tuesdays. On Monday, St. Tibby Amateur Radio Society is meeting at the Portable Cabin adjacent to Sarin Hall, postcode Sierra Alpha 183 Lima November, from 7 p.m. Uskside Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Faith Church, Wen Industrial Estate, Rogerston, postcode November Papa 109 Foxtrot, Quebec. That ends this week's GBTRS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright of the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf for Tango Romeo November. So, until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS News Team.